Join the conversation.
Join the conversation. You're with Cape Talk.
Well, from not so wicked chocolate to utterly wicked cocktails. Next up, we want to take a couple of minutes to acknowledge the fact that a local cocktail bar has just been named the best in the country at the SA Bartending Accolades and Recognition Awards. What to take a minute to let you know about this quite hidden away and very unique jazz and cocktail venue called The Art of Duplicity. The venue is located in town in the East City Precinct, and I'm not giving you an address because, unlike most brands, they don't want to publicize their address. Whole part of the experience of going for cocktails at The Art of Duplicity is the secrecy involved. And to tell us a little bit more, I'm delighted to welcome on the line the owner, David Dondi. Great to chat to you again, David. Welcome.
Great to be back on the show.
David, this has been open since, I think, late 2018, if I'm not mistaken.
That's it, and it's been a lovely little hidden secret for us.
Why the decision to keep it so secret? I mean, I know the answer because you are all about the concept of the speakeasy, the hidden away prohibition-style venue. Is the local marketplace responding to that sort of tantalizing hidden away theme you've got running?
Yeah, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. I mean, making people excited about something they don't know about, it's what you call a challenge. But we don't like to do things the easy way. So that's our lot.
So you have to book a table, David, and you're given a secret password to access the bar. Without giving too much away, just talk us through what to expect from the adventure.
I think what we're really giving people is an experience, and part of that experience is discovery. And I don't want to give away too much, but to say we set out to do things at a world-beating level. And Brent Perrymore, who is our barman, who is an extraordinary individual and also won a prize in this particular award, we've just allowed him to run amok, and I really mean that. And although everything is delicious, there are one or two things that are seriously challenging to your expectations and set out as such. Mm-hmm. And I just suggest people come with that whole speakeasy feeling in mind. Remember, the date of prohibition is 1701-20. And if you put a .co.za at the end of that, you might be getting a clue to how to get hold of us. it's just, don't come in and ask for what you normally get at your local. You really want to come in and try and experience our wackiest, our most interesting. My current favorite is the bear and the rabbit in the woods. And I'm going to tell you that the presentation isn't acceptable for family radio, and it's got to be tried. But one of the judges in one of the world's most exciting cocktail competitions has said our Nuatori tea is the single best cocktail he's ever had in his life. And that is a drink served hot. And I'm not even, the description on our menu is actually don't ask, and it is our most expensive cocktail. And if you have to ask, you shouldn't be ordering it. If you're not prepared for a challenge, don't go there.
Are you prepared to tell us how much it costs, David? What's the most expensive cocktail?
That's 360 rand.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That is the standout, though. My understanding is that the typical price range is about 120 to 160 rand a cocktail. Is that still current?
Yeah, there are a couple that come in a little bit below that. And, the prices have more to do with what goes in it than, how flashy we think you are. Very expensive ingredients. There's, in the industry, they have what they call pouring brands. There's no such thing in our place. Everything is carefully considered. Everything is checked. And it's all competition-level cocktails. And, the experience is unintimidating. As intimidating as these cocktails might sound, it's a friendly environment. You don't need to be a cocktail expert to come in and enjoy. And, in fact, a pre-knowledge of what is done elsewhere won't help you. It's a brand new experience, and you are expected to ask questions, and we will ask you what kind of things you enjoy and try and steer you down the direction of giving you an incredible experience.
David, these have been tough times for anybody in hospitality, and perhaps no more so than a cocktail bar that wasn't allowed to serve alcohol for many months of the year. Talk to us about recovery from COVID and the lockdown, and how you have to do things differently in order to be able to reopen.
So the first thing is, as a speakeasy, we had a lot of pressure to open illegally, and everyone said, come on, you guys can, and you know what, we wouldn't. We feel very strongly either part of the solution or part of the problem, and we very much wanted to be law-abiding citizens, as tempting as it was to do otherwise. And the startup has been a challenge. I divide people into, I think I can use the word chatfall on the radio,
yep,
to the paranoid. And the paranoid are starting to become chatfall, fortunately, and coming out. So that is exciting for me. But the most important thing is our staff, the loyalty that we've had when we couldn't pay people. When we opened up, since the time we opened up to today, we haven't really been covering overheads. We've been giving 100% of our income to staff. As an owner, I haven't been taking anything out, and it's been a challenging time. And the team has been actually incredible. We've lost one or two people who had to go home to parents and other cities and that sort of thing, but everyone who's remained in Cape Town has stayed with us. They have been amazing, and it goes without saying that the loyalty is a two-way street. But it's really been that about a really passionate staff and really passionate about customers, and we're starting to bounce back. Obviously, numbers aren't what they were before, but it's exciting, and it's a good place to be. And for the last 2 weeks, I'd say you can feel the energy coming back into hospitality in Cape Town. It's not back in full force, but you know, the numbers are coming back. And that feeling of going out is back in its entirety, and the energy is back in its entirety. And that's a big change for us.
That's fantastic news. That buzz that we've missed so much is starting to buzz again. David, I mean, congratulations to you and the team. It must feel like a double accolade to be named the Cocktail Bar of the Year after having been through so much and survived. This must be a real sort of surge of confidence for you and the whole team.
It certainly is, and the public support at this time means so much to everyone in the industry, not just us.
David Dondi, congratulations to you and the team, and also congrats to the head bartender, Brent Perrymore, who won Trailblazer of the Year, in addition to the bar-winning Cocktail Bar of the Year at the SA Bartending Accolades and Recognition Awards. The Art of Duplicity is its name. You're not going to find it on a street address. You're going to go to the website 170120. That's for the date on which Prohibition started, the 17th of January 1920. 170120.co.za. You can reserve a table in a 3-hour time slot at the moment. They are complying with COVID regulations around social distancing. And you'll be given the secret password, giving you access into this oh-so-secret venue. If anyone's already been and wants to share something of the experience with us, we'd welcome a call or a voice note.